T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
Maybe not, but hey, we try every day, right? Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Let's get to our guest. She is attorney Jane Duker. And Jane, welcome back into the show.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. Post-election, how are you doing?
I am doing good. I'm, you know, no regrets. Glad I did it. And I'm going to continue to be a vocal critic of Sam Page and his corrupt administration.
Yeah, I saw him out there trying to lobby now to get rid of the only two Republicans who are the two Republican seats, I think, that are up this time for county council, so he can have complete dominance on there. I'm not sure that trick's going to work. What's your take on it?
I mean, I think those seats are probably safe, but you know, this is what's very upsetting to me is the first thing out of the box isn't about, hey, how do we make St. Louis County better? How do we reduce crime? How do we develop some sort of economic recovery plan from the pandemic? His first story out of the box is about how he thinks he's going to take over the world. I mean, he has a very disturbing personality to be an executive. All he cares about is consolidating his power, not helping the citizens. And 67,000 people of like 670,000 registered voters voted for Sam Page. So 10% of registered voters are electing this guy.
Wow.
So, I mean, I am concerned that apathy, you know, or people feeling like they can't make change is, you know, sat people at home. So now we're going to have a county executive who basically was elected by 10% of registered voters.
Yeah. So what do we do now? I mean, I had Catherine Penner on, the Republican who shocked Shamed Dogan to win the Republican nomination. I mean, she's coming from ground zero. Nobody knows her. She's apparently not planning on raising any money. So we're now facing the very real prospect of there's no chance that Sam Page doesn't get reelected. Sure.
I agree. And sadly, we just have two horrible candidates for this race. And I'm sad about it. I'm deeply sad about the direction of the county. And so, what do we do? We have to start looking at, like, you know, ranked voting or nonpartisan elections. I mean, Sam Page has managed to turn St. Louis County into a hotbed of cultural issues that's completely divorced from just making the trains run on time.
I've been a critic of that ranked choice voting. I mean, I'm glad that it didn't get enough signatures to get on the ballot in Missouri.
It depends on the type. There are gradations there. Like the city system, that's terrible. If you get 50% of the vote first in the primary, you win the election. I mean, there are ways to do ranked choice voting that will moderate candidates as opposed to rigging the system further. I'm against rigging the system further. I'd be for a version of nonpartisan voting in local elections.
Well, I wonder, clearly it didn't make a difference in the end, but do you feel like there were people who took a Democrat ballot who normally wouldn't to try to support you in this race?
Yeah, I do, because there were more Democratic votes in the county executive's race than there was in the U.S. Senate race.
Okay.
So I suspect that that was crossover, or I suspect people were more interested in the kind of executive race. But when you overall look, and I'm, you know, look, we were in this campaign for 100 days. I mean, that's not a lot of time. I raised over $600,000, got my message out, and got 40,000 votes, close to 40,000. And so I'm proud of what we accomplished in such a short period of time. But, you know, the apathy out there, I think, was the biggest problem. I think people just were not interested in getting into the primaries. And it's a shame because now, you know, you saw what he did in 2 years. Just imagine what he's going to do in 4. And now we have Lisa Clancy embroiled in a horrible conflict of interest that, that Paige knew about.
And she did vote on these at least locations, right, for marijuana dispensaries zone, while also doing some contract work for some of these companies. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, it wasn't the fact that she did contract work. That in and of itself is not illegal because it's a part-time job. But when you start pushing for and voting on legislation to benefit an entity that you're taking money from, that if that's not a conflict, I don't know what is. I mean, I would like somebody to point out how what she did is any different than what the alderman did in the city, except that she took a check and they took money out of, you know, a cash machine.
Wow.
When you're pushing legislation for people you're getting money from, that's a conflict. If that's not a conflict, I don't know what is.
Well, here we go again. So between now and November, who are you going to be working for?
I'm just going to be working for calling out the truth.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue to inform people about what's going on with the Page administration, how there is no, you know, really no governance going on whatsoever, and how dangerous it is for county citizens.
Can people do, is a write-in possible at this point?
If people register, I've had people ask me to register to vote, you know, because you have to register in order to become a legitimate write-in candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people request that I, you know, that I register in order for a write-in. But I've never seen a write-in make any difference, sadly.
I would just love to know who the 55% of Democrats were that voted to keep this guy in office. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know who they are. I mean, seriously, I traversed this county everywhere. He did nothing. He stayed in his, you know, in his bubble, did nothing. And I am really curious. Now, I am very disturbed that he had Tony Weaver, who's been indicted on the kickback scheme. He was at polling places up in North County handing out materials for Paige.
Wow. Yeah.
It just never ends. It's on display. So, I mean, just open and notorious.
So much power that you don't even have to worry about the image of impropriety. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Jane Duker, listen, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Have a great day.
Yeah, good talking to you. Good to get her on here. And she's right. I feel her frustration there. But we do. I don't know if Catherine Penner is going to carry on a legitimate campaign or not. I hopefully some local Republicans are working with her on that at this point. We had her on last week. And by the way, if you didn't hear it, you can go back and look at the 971talk.com page, and we've got it on there. You can listen to her in her own words and what she's planning to do to run, which includes not raising any money, which is a little bit of a head scratcher to me. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right, anxious to hear her take on this Mar-a-Lago story, right, and what's going on with that. That's always, you know, something that Stacey's been down to Mar-a-Lago. I know she's got contacts with the president's camp. It'll be interesting to hear what she has to say about all this. Coming up at 8:35.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
But soon we will have greatness again.
The likelihood of him being reelected is greater than it was yesterday.
I'm here today to talk about the flood.
I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Chugging along here. If you missed that interview with John Solomon earlier, I'm telling you, you can hit the rewind button if you're on the Odyssey app and listen to it. We talked to John about 7:35 this morning. Great information out of John about some whistleblowers regarding that D.C. field office for the FBI and some concerns that had gone on there about a political bias working its way into the system. Certainly worth a listen if you missed that earlier. We'll have it up on demand earlier, at 971talk.com. And remember, you can always download the podcast. We podcast the show every day. So if you miss an hour or you miss a day, you can always go back and do it. And we would love to have you take part in that because we go to a lot of trouble. I mean, Carl, Ashlyn,
yeah.
Dane go to a lot of trouble to post those podcasts every day.
And if you don't do it, we're wasting our time.
Yeah, this is true.
So do
help
us out.
Do it. Just do it. Hey, by the way, I saw yesterday where the PGA won in court. Did you see that story? The PGA, a couple of players were seeking a temporary injunction because the players wanted to, Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, Hudson Swafford wanted to participate in the FedEx Cup playoffs with an $18 million prize out in San Jose. The PGA told him, if you're playing in the LIV Golf, you can't participate in our tournament. And they went to court. The court sided with the PGA. Well, let me take that back. The court declined to issue a temporary restraining order against them, which the PGA claimed as a victory. But they're bleeding talent.
Yes.
Scott, I don't know if you're following this or not.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman are likely bolting for the LIV is one of the headlines that I read today.
Several top golfers have already jumped over
to
LIV.
Yeah. Cameron Smith won the British Open this year. I mean, so he's clearly at the top of his game. Cameron Percy is apparently considering going. And I don't know how the PGA keeps this up.
I think they're grasping at straws right now, and yes. I don't think that people are going to tolerate this. More golfers will side with those who have jumped ship, I think.
Millions of dollars at stake.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is, and maybe they're just worried about dilution of Maybe they're just worried about dilution of their overall viewership. But why would, I mean, it's not like Major League Baseball. I would think competition would be good. If you've got the lead, the guy who's leading in this other sports league who wants to come over and play in your sports league, I know they don't. It's not an open tournament. You have to qualify to be in it, but it's not like they're putting people in who aren't capable of winning it. Are they just jealous at how much money's been? I don't. That's what I don't get. I don't think.
I mean,
it's
they're
a
just trying to protect their brand.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're doing. But that's why we have antitrust laws and things like that, because we do need to have competition. I think it's, you know, it's not a good look for the PGA to be doing this, but, you know, you have to think about it from their perspective, because they're seeing a lot of talent go away.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Yeah, but enough people will go see Tiger if Tiger decides to show up.
How long is he going to be able to keep playing these major tournaments?
I'd say we're near the end of the Tiger Woods era, given the fact that he can't
walk.
Well, I'm struggling with that. You know, I played 18 yesterday, and by the end of it, my back was a little, I'm feeling it in the back and the shoulder, and I just hit some horrible shots yesterday.
So how did you
horrible.
Shoot? Did you? Okay, you
I didn't even add it up. That's how bad it was.
Wow. But you were in a foursome. Were you guys playing or were you scrambling?
We didn't scramble. We all played our own ball.
And so you stopped keeping score after a hole?
No, I kept score. I just knew how bad it was. I mean, when you get double whatever par is on certain holes, I mean, it was that bad. And Old Hickory is a difficult course. If you haven't played over there, it's a challenging, unforgiving beast. I heard a nickname for it yesterday that I can't repeat on the radio. But it can definitely challenge you, even for good golfers, right? I mean, my son's a 10 handicap, roughly 10 and a half, something like that, and he struggled over there a little bit yesterday.
So when you were asked after a hole what your score was, you were like, I'm 8 or 9.
Yeah, I'm doing great here.
Less than double digits, please.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's the thing about it. I'm to the point when I play golf, that doesn't ruin my day, because I don't play regularly enough to get good at it. I'd love to play a little more than I do.
You'd feel worse if you were any good at it.
Thank you. If I'd ever been really good and now I was really bad, I'd feel worse. I was never really great to begin with. When I played regularly, maybe low 90s, right? 90, something
like that. Not bad.
I don't know if I ever broke 90, to be honest with you, but I know in the low 90s at least.
It's all about expectations.
You have to manage your expectations.
You were there for the company.
Exactly. And my friend who we were playing with, who invited us, he just texted me and told me he had me at a 74. Not a chance.
Was that for the first 9?
Yeah, it was for the first 3 holes. So anyway, he's got this great driver that he let me use. And I hit it pretty well, and it's kind of forgiving, and it makes the ball go a long way. And I'm thinking to myself, I should really buy that. But then I think, as little as I play golf, I can't hardly justify a $400 or $500 driver. That's worth far more than the rest of my clubs combined.
You need him to get a new one and give you.
We've talked about that. He's looking for a used one for me. Maybe that'll work out at some point when it's a little more affordable. Then I won't feel guilty. Won't feel like I'm taking food out of the kids' mouths to go get a $400 driver.
11 months till Mark's birthday, everyone.
To occasionally. Hey, Christmas is first, Carl. Don't forget.
Yeah, don't forget.
185 days from Christmas, so something like that. So it's going to be 12 degrees before you know it. Just cheer up. It's coming. Guess what else is coming up? We got Stacy on the right. We'll talk to her about what all this craziness going on at Mar-a-Lago and whether or not the president's about to announce. And I think that's fantastic. Love having Stacy on here. That's coming up right after the break.
The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
I don't think that there was actually anything there that's worthwhile. We'll see what they come up with. You know, if they did, it'll be interesting, especially since they precluded me from actually watching what they did. But at this point, I don't necessarily think that they would even go to the extent of trying to plant information. I think they just make stuff up and, you know, come up with whatever they want. And that's the way that they will have to proceed in order to actually try to indict the president, because they don't have anything. There's just nothing there. Shout the battle cry.
You never saw me. I'm a warrior. Stacey Washington joining us right now. It was great to have her on. Stacey, how are you?
Wow, I'm still reeling. I was yelling about it last night on SiriusXM. This is a kind of an amazing thing to see a former president have his home raided and his wife's wardrobe ransacked over some archived records, which he could easily, and I think has, delineated as unclassified and decided that they're not a part of what needs to be done here. I remember the Clintons leaving the White House with $200,000 worth of antiques and collectibles that belonged to the American people, many of which were never returned, and no one raided their home. Now, of course, Democrats will say this is because President Trump is already a criminal, but what they're doing is the classic, so how long have you been beating your wife? How long have you been killing and kicking puppies? How long have you been kidnapping children? It's not a question that allows you to answer and defend yourself. It's an assumption of your guilt and an announcement and slandering of your character. So President Trump is the most feared man in this entire planet. Democrats fear him so much they'd rather criminalize him than allow him to retake the presidency in 2024. And all they've done is galvanize conservatives. And so, Mark, I just, if I may, I got something in my email box this morning about how Democrats are much more likely in 2022 to be active in organizations, helping candidates, donating to causes, attending rallies. Conservatives are much more likely to vote and to work on local school board elections. We need to add a few more things to our repertoire. It's not enough to just talk about voting or to plan to vote. We have to be donating to candidates, finding people who are talented and convincing them to run for office, and supporting those people all the way through their campaigns. We have to get involved with donations, actually attending meetings to help candidates, and actually propelling people forward as opposed to only voting. And voting is very important, so I'm not minimizing it, but it's not all we can do.
No, I couldn't agree more. Last night you had Jim Jordan on, correct? Congressman from Ohio, he's been strong on this as well, demanding answers from Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray.
Yeah, it was actually the day of the raid. He came on that evening.
Oh, okay.
And we were talking about just the idea that we've entered a new, it's a new era in America where we've seen criminality on the Democrat side in multiple presidencies, and not one Republican has ever executed on the desire of the grassroots to have those people investigated and prosecuted for their wrongdoing, because the office of the presidency is held sacrosanct. And what we do in America is we say, well, we're the political opponent. If the DOJ on its own was to find something that was so strong that would go forward, then that would be something. But with President Trump, we've seen Eric Holder and the Obama administration. Eric Holder was on SiriusXM on Joe Madison's show the week before the raid on Thursday. Last Thursday, he was on there talking about the fact that President Donald Trump would be indicted for his wrongdoing. The Democrats want to take him out of operation and stop him from influencing elections with his proliferation, 97% success rate of endorsing candidates. But this is worse than just stopping him from doing his political activities. This is making it so that in our country, in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, the greatest nation on the face of the planet, and I've been all over the world and I know, they want to make this country like the tin pot dictatorship of North Korea or Cuba or Venezuela, places where being on the wrong side of a political issue can get you jailed, thrown in a gulag, memory hold, and everyone around you persecuted. That's what they want to do here in America. And it's time for us as the American people to rise up and stop these Democrats. They've always been morons, but this is worse than that. This is criminal.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. Stacey on the right, our guest right now. And, you know, speaking of why they want to go after Donald Trump. So this is the CNN lead sentence this morning about the primaries last night. Donald Trump once again showcased his control over the GOP primaries, because, of course, he had a big victory in Wisconsin. Jamie Herrera Butler, whatever, she got voted out in her primary. One of the 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment. That's why they were afraid of him. But what they don't understand is that it's not him showcasing his control. It's the fact that the people support his ideas and his policies.
Yeah, and he's not forcing anybody to vote for these candidates. The candidates themselves, I've had so many of them on. I know you have too, Mark. What I am constantly dazzled by is how sharp these people are. So when they get the Trump endorsement, it's not that that propels them forward. It's that they were already amazing. All he does is shine a spotlight on them and say, check this person out. You go to their websites. They're well done. They cover the issues. You have them on the radio. Their comms ready. They have their marketing 101 and their campaign 101 100% complete. These people, and some of them, they're like babies. They're like in their 20s. They're the youngest this, the youngest that. They've already worked in the White House. They've already worked in all of these wonderful fields. Children of business owners who've grown up behind a counter in their town. These are wonderful people. So it's not that Donald Trump is controlling the Republican Party. It's that he is the de facto head of the Republican Party as the last sitting president. And he is going to be the president again in 2024. And they hate that and they're afraid of it. And I don't know why. He had the border closed. We had record low inflation, record low unemployment, highest median household income for a family of four, 69.5, highest jump in median household income for a family of four Black people. We had the biggest jump. This was a record-setting, record-breaking, world-dominating presidency with a booming economy and peace in the Middle East, peace on our shores, low terrorism attacks. We were doing it. And they want to take that away from us. They have. They've taken it. Biden can't put a jacket on. So now what we're going to do is we're going to have to power through November, barrel through these people in 2024 so we can get our freedom and our prosperity back, because they literally don't want us eating meat, Mark. I mean, I just can't take this. I'm like, why can't we just have our own things? Like, if you don't want to eat meat, if you like bugs, just eat it yourself. Why do you want us to eat it? Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Because you're destroying the climate when you do that, right? Because it causes
gas. Well, apparently, those cute cows, and they're so cute and also so tasty, they're bad? I don't think so. I don't think so, Mark. No.
It's classic. At least we have something to laugh about, Stacey, because now I don't know what's going to happen in I know what's going to happen in St. Louis County. Sam Page is going to get reelected. And yes, that's pathetic.
That's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. I'll say, this is what I'll say on your radio, Eric, because I don't want to, I can't make myself an enemy, but I'll just say this. Michelle and you and Rod and I, we need to go. I'm not a big drinker, but I might be on the night we discuss this topic. That's my promise to you. We'll have to get together and talk it out, not on the radio. But I'll tell you what, if you're a conservative and you're not laughing right now, you're allowing the Democrats to win. If you don't do anything else, keep a smile on your face, look amazing, smell fantastic, do your work to the best of your ability, take care of your family, because we will get through this. Yeah. They may be in charge right now, but that's a temporary situation. And I won't allow any Democrat or any person really to take my joy. This is the only life I've got. I only get today once. I'm going to live it. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to make someone else laugh. I'm going to have a good time. And then I'm going to go on to the next day. That was Phyllis Schlafly's thing. She'd finish work in the morning at 2 a.m. at 90. She would tell her interns who were in their 20s and sitting there bleary-eyed, they'd finish a project and the interns would want to go home. And she'd say, oh, we're not going to go on to the next. Well, on to the next. She'd let them go home. But at 8 o'clock the same day, they'd be back at work. Because she was a powerhouse and she got a lot done. She enjoyed her life immensely. One of the greatest women to ever work in politics and homemaking and influencing, the original influencer. And so I take that mantra that she lived by, and it's mine as well, on to the next. These Democrats have been shown in Virginia, in places in Texas, and even in San Francisco, where that Soros prosecutor was recalled, that there is a tipping point, that the American people will put a stop to your nonsense if you go too far. And that first tipping point for us as a nation, again, is November. Sam Page may survive, but others across the country will be shown the door, and we will continue to work on getting rid of him and sending him back to the private sector, to anesthesiology, where he belongs. It will happen. It'll take longer this time, but it'll happen.
Well said. Stacey, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
You bet. Yep. Listen to Stacey on the right, of course, there in SiriusXM Patriot. She's on there in the evening. So tune in and check that out. Good stuff. Yeah, I was golfing yesterday. And I heard what may be my new go-to mantra for people. Because we were getting ready to tee off and we were debating whether or not we should try to make this particular shot. And my friend John said, you didn't drive all this way to lay up. So in other words, go for it. Let's get it done this fall. I love that. Love that advice. You didn't drive all this way to lay up. You just got one shot at it. All right. 314-241-9797. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
You'll be able to get all that soon in the great state of Missouri. Well, I took some grief for that on Facebook this morning, but it is what it is. They even got me on Twitter. They're mad at me because, of course, I am opposed to the legalization of recreational marijuana. But I realize I'm probably going to lose
that
battle.
You're in the minority on this one.
I bring that up today because yesterday was the 9th, and Jay Ashcroft told us we'll know by the 9th if they have enough signatures to get on the ballot. And sure enough, they came up with the extra signatures they need, because with enough money, you can buy just about anything onto the ballot in the state of Missouri. So you'll get to vote on this in November, and millions and millions of dollars will flow into the state coffers. They'll be happy, and everybody will walk around with a smile on their face.
You'll
and you'll
hate
wonder
the
why.
Ads that we play for it. Both for and against
it. Come
to
the green dispensary down the street.
Yeah, what I've noticed is so many of those dispensaries have popped up anticipating this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lots of them all over town.
It's medically legal.
They're not. No, yeah, but they're not even open yet. They've been building these things just waiting for this.
Ask Lisa Clancy, county council. She might know something about that. Just pointing that out. Anyway, yeah, I know I took a little bit of grief on Facebook this morning from some followers who disagree with me strongly on that. I also got some love on via text from some local police officers who agree with me on that, because they said, look at the medical expenses and some of the other problems they've had in states where they've legalized it. I don't make the argument that alcohol is better. I just don't think it's a great idea to legalize it. I just don't. But I know I'll lose that battle. It's okay. I don't think that you're all like Spicoli. It just happens to be one of my favorite bites.
Yeah.
I can't. If you're going to play somebody who is the stereotypical stoner, you got to play the Spicoli bites. Or dude. Cheech and Chong, one of the two. You got to go back to Cheech and Chong. I don't know. So anyway, let me get to the callers here. I got a couple people on the line. Kevin is on line one. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Love the show.
Thank you, sir.
I was actually wondering, have you ever Googled the communist goals in America from the Honorable Mr. Herlong from Florida, January 10, 1963?
You know, I don't know. I know I've read some of the Saul Alinsky stuff, but I don't think that I've read that particular book, no.
It's not a book. It's an actual congressional appendix that was read on the U.S. House floor on January 10, 1963 by a representative from Florida, outlining 45 goals of communists in America and how to overthrow our government. It's actually an excerpt from a book called The Naked Communist.
Okay.
If you read some of these goals and look at what's happening now, for instance, number 13 is do away with all loyalty oaths. 15
wow.
is capture one or both political parties in the United States. 17 is get control of the schools and use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. 20 is infiltrate the press and get control over book reviews, editorial writings, and policy-making positions. 21 is gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures.
Wow.
I mean, these are things that were read back then as basically a warning, hey, these are goals. And we are watching them unfold in front of our eyes.
And they've done it for sure. Yeah, there's no doubt about
they've
that.
They've done it by they pull blinders over people. And luckily, there's enough folks out there that I think that are like me, that are veterans, that work in law enforcement, that are first responders, that actually love this country, that when the push comes to shove, are never going to let this go over.
I agree with that.
It's just one of those things. Some people don't know that this document's actually even out there. And you can Google it. I mean, it pulls up second search on Google. EIO, buddy. under. Sorry, I'm taking my kid to
date. I love that. I love that.
But it's, you can go to Marxist.org and it's look at these Marxist propaganda goals yes, buddy, hold on.
Kevin?
that they're getting to in this country. It's astonishing.
Kevin, you're a great dad and a great American. Thank you for calling me this morning.
Mark, take care, buddy.
All right. I'll see you later. Thanks for your service. Yeah, that's great. EIEIO. I love it. I love it. Hey, have a great day. Kilmeade up next, and we will absolutely get you to Annie Fry this afternoon. We'll see you back here at about 5 a.m., I believe, tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, 5 a.m. We'll be right here. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.